begin our call this morning with the head coach of the University of Maine, Joe Harris. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. You guys enjoyed bye week last week. And before we get going and start talking about the week ahead, tell us what your team did over the bye week.
Yeah, so we had a couple practices, Wednesday and Friday. We gave them off really physically until about Tuesday. They had some lifting going on, but really it was just getting them back after the two FBS games. We got back late, that Sunday morning from Toledo, so just giving the guys some much needed rest and recovery. And then we practiced Wednesday and Friday. We were out again yesterday. I think we put together a schedule that should hopefully benefit us this week.
You guys obviously opened with two tough road games against FBS opponents. How is your team doing physically after those two games as we gear up for the start of conference play?
We're doing well, actually. No one came out of that, with any major injuries, a couple of nicks and bruises like, you're supposed to. We're coming out much better than we did last year when we played the two FBS games. So, obviously the bye week probably was a blessing to have it right after that. You don't want it this early in the season probably, but, I guess if you were to pick a time early in the season, that's probably when you would want it before you kind of got into some conference plays too. So, no, we're healthy. We're, we're back in game week now, and, we just got to continue to do a good job in the training room and our guys taking care of our bodies, and we should be in good shape.
We got a couple media questions for you in queue, if you'll get this for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Coach. I was just wondering, what did you learn from those two FBS games, two different FBS games, that you had the tight game at Maine and then the not-so-tight game at Toledo? What did you learn about your team in each of those games that maybe you didn't know before the season?
I think in the first game against UConn, we kind of – that was our first kind of resume builder. That was the first time our 2016 team got together and was able to, come out and show what we can do. So, we played in a great environment against a tough, big, physical team. So it was good to see our guys, respond to that, kind of punch back in that game and really fight to the end, losing on a field goal with about 10 seconds left. So, that was good to see there. And then, obviously, when we go out to Toledo, it was another great environment. We competed for probably about two quarters, got away from us there midway through the third. I think they scored three touchdowns and a pretty quick time span there. So I think overall, just from the two games, it's just playing in environments that'll hopefully get us better as the season goes on. Those are loud, on the road, environments where we have to execute and do things the right way. And I think we did some of that. So hopefully down the road, that just it gets us ready for those environments again, because we're playing some tough spots on the road as well.
Right. You guys have JMU this week. Is it like preparing for a non-conference game at all, just because you haven't played them since 2012? You haven't seen them in over three seasons?
I think you're always familiar with the teams in the league. When we watch tape the last 3 years, JMU shows up on the tape because you're constantly watching CAA opponents, and then JMU's playing the same teams we play. Obviously, with the new system and the new Coach Houston coming in and being the new head coach, obviously you're probably going to pay attention to these games this year a little bit more. But I think there's some familiarity. We know how talented they are, and their reputation is what it is in the CAA. So I wouldn't say it's probably preparing for a non-conference. We're familiar with them. We've had a good history with them, and like I said, we've seen them over the years, at least personnel-wise, and the kids that they have on their team and how talented they are over the years on film.
That makes sense. What jumps out when you watch JMU on offense with how much their ability to score the football?
Probably a little bit of everything. Obviously the O-line, has impressed me. Just being a defensive coach, the O-line moves well. They're physical at the point of attack. I think they do a really good job staying connected on their blocks. They finish blocks. The running backs probably would be the most impressive part to me. The two backs that they have, and Abdullah and Johnson, just very tough to tackle. I think their timing on their zone schemes and different things like that is really really put together well. They just kind of have a knack for hitting the hole and at the right point. And then obviously, I think the quarterback is a gamer. He manages the offense. He makes big throws. he's just a guy that you kind of see. He makes the plays when they have to make them, and he's a runner, which always kind of makes you, you know, nervous about that too. So he has that, you know, part of his game that you got to game plan for. But just overall, it's just, it's really the operation. You know, it's just how organized it is, how well executed it is, and we got to play, you know, at a top level to have a chance.
Thanks, Coach.
No problem.
Your next question is from the line of David Driver with American Sports Network.
I just was wondering, what are some of the changes you've made as a new coach, and was it easy for the players to buy in since you were part of the staff under Coach Cosgrove?
I think the tradition of Maine football from anyone that's obviously, you know, followed it while Coach Cosgrove was here or coached against him, I mean, that's never going to change. You know, he is Maine football. He got us to where we are today. So obviously structurally, there's not a lot of changes I had to make. So I was lucky in that way of it taking over for a guy that really had everything organized and ready to go. So, but I think, you know, obviously new offensive system, six new coaches that are new this year as of February. So, you know, I think it's just the guys are continuing to buy in. They're still buying in. We're constantly working and progressing toward our first win. You know, we've lost six games in a row now if you go back to last year. So we got to get this losing culture out the door here. And, we're progressing every day, but we just got to keep believing in the system. And the hardest part is, we haven't seen the result, which is a win so far. So we just got to keep grinding away and keep believing in what we're doing.
Thank you.
No problem.
Your next question is from the line of Mike Lowe with the Portland Press Herald.
Hey, Coach.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, I want to ask you about Pat Ricard, because it seems that you're set on moving him to defensive end after him playing inside all these years. What is it about him that enables you to do that, and what does it give your defense?
Yeah, you know, I think Pat's going to have the ability to move back and forth, but obviously with the first two games, he played some end for us, his sophomore season. He's just a very athletic free technique when we put him inside, which he plays some on third down, but first and second down these past couple of weeks against the FPS opponents, he's played some D end. He has the ability to move back and forth, but it's just his ability to be able to help us on some zone schemes out there with getting hands on the tackle and different things like that. So he's just a guy that we will continue to line up in multiple spots all year, depending on game plan. And if we can ever get him a mismatch, obviously in a passing down situation, we're going to do that.
And as far as personnel goes, everything's good through the week? No changes in anybody who's available or not available? Obviously, you get Micah Wright back this week. What does he do for the offense?
Yeah, obviously, anytime you get a player back with the talent of Micah, who is our, you know, deep threat and leading receiver coming back. So, obviously, the guys on offense and the whole team are excited about that. But, no, like I said before, you know, we came out of the bye week pretty healthy. We got some guys back. And we should be full strength and ready to go.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Joe, as you've kind of looked at your offense over the first two games and had a chance over the bye week to look at it, obviously you threw the ball great in the opener against UConn. Game two, didn't throw it as well, but ran the ball pretty well. What's been the focus offensively this week?
No, I think offensively it's just executing better at critical situations. You know, we talked about situational football last week with how in Toledo we thought a couple, especially on third down, we got to get the quarterback to just, you know, understand the situation and how to manage those situations, throughout the game. So I think it's just getting back to what we do. You know, we want to be a team that runs the football, controls the clock. We want to be explosive in the pass game. We want to manage the game correctly, time of possession, things like that. So I think it's just we're going to keep, believing in what we're doing. I think we just got to put the whole thing together. And that comes with us just keep practicing. Yeah, I thought we had some good practices this week, especially yesterday. I thought yesterday was a really good practice overall. We got after them yesterday a little bit with what we did. So I think their attention to detail is getting better. But I think it's just, it all starts with the quarterback. You know, I got some time to watch some games this weekend, and whether it was CAA football or not, I mean, it's all about the cue. I mean, our quarterback's got to play well no matter what to give us a chance. And the years that we've been, you know, done a good job here since I've been here, the quarterback was playing well, and the years that not, we didn't have good quarterback play. So we know that. I think Dan knows that. But we're just striving to be better and be great at everything we do, and that's a day-to-day process.
Before I let you go, certainly your first chance to be to be at home as the head coach at Maine. Have you thought about that at all and what that's going to be like on Saturday?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think any time, you know, I have the opportunity, obviously, this is the first home game, I'll be the head coach. It'll be a little weird, to be honest with you, because I had a home game routine for probably about 5 years. So just, you know, taking a different role with that. Obviously, it's exciting, but it's more about these guys and the opportunity that we have to be at home, CAA opener against a great team coming in. It's just a great opportunity for us to see how, you know, see where we're at and to see if we can compete with, you know, the upper-level teams in our conference.
All right, Joe, thanks for your time this morning, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
All right, you too.